This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech,
it's here.
Source Trunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 14. Recorded on the 24th of January 2007. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking random open source software and give it a little review. I'll be drinking a Leffe Blonde with this episode. Leffe Blonde is about the standard of all Leffe beers. There are a lot of Leffe beers in episode 3, for example, I discussed the Leffe Radieuse, which is a bit stronger of taste, is stronger of body, and has a higher alcohol percentage. Now, this one only has 6.6 degrees alcohol and is perfect to drink if you have to do work stuff afterwards, so in a lunch or something like that. It's best drunk in the summertime outside a pub, for example. Now I'm drinking it inside. Well, it's warm in here as well, but this beer really needs a bit of condensation on the glass. You know, the little pearly condensation you have when it's really hot and your beer is nice and cold. For the rest, it's a very soft, full and fruity beer. It has a little orange taste. I like it very much. Okay, let's go.
System tools.
CRUT. I'll spell that for you. CRUT is K-R-U-T. What can you use it for? If you want to make screencasts of your desktop, if you want to show, for example, a client how a program works and you want to record it to make a little movie of it, then you can use CRUT. CRUT computer recorder allows you to record audio and video from your computer screen. It will export them into MOV files, MOV movie files, and WAV files. And then you can use it for example, like I said, instructional videos. So I've tried the software and it's really easy to install because it's completely Java-based. It is a full Java package. That means every operating system that has the Java runtime environment installed can run CRUT. Now, some of you may immediately have the reflection that Sun didn't give away the source code of their Java software. Well, they have done so 2 months ago. Yay! So we can use all Java open source software without having nasty feelings about it. So you just need the Java runtime environment and then you can use CRUT. For example, on my Debian desktop, the only thing I had to do was give the command java-jar crut.jar and I could use it. The first thing I did was jump into the settings. I wanted to define where it should save all the files, how many frames per second I wanted, what quality of the movie I wanted, what the capture area is, if I want the full Monty, the 1600 by 1200 full screen desktop, or just a little area on the desktop where, for example, only the application is running that you want to demonstrate to clients. And then I hit record, it starts recording. You can do all the things you want to demonstrate. And after the record is done, you just hit stop and it will start encoding the video in a MOV file. Now, the MOV format is really, really big if you don't tweak the settings a bit. For a few seconds only, this gave me 230 megabytes. So you can imagine how it this would fill up your hard drive completely if you went for a half hour course on your computer. So you have to tweak the quality a bit. You have to tweak the frames per second a bit, for example, 15 frames per second instead of 30 frames per second. And this should be reasonable. Also, you can make snapshots with this program, just little screenshots if you want to. Oh yeah, I did one check to see if I could record a video with this software, and I couldn't. Like most video grabbers, like most desktop grabbers, I couldn't record a video within the video I was recording, if you can follow me. And I don't know why that is. I should look it up. So it's, like I said, it's very simple. It's very neat. The only thing that bothered me a little bit was the MOV format which is used. It's not really an open source format that I know. And it's quite big. It would be better if they immediately give you options like XFIT, for example. But apart from that, this is really excellent software and works just fine. The author is Jonas Osby. Like I said, try to play a bit with the frames per second and quality before you record a complete session, so that you know how much place you will need. The availability, as I said, it's written in Java, so every platform that runs a Java runtime environment will do. For example, Linux, FreeBSD, Windows, macOS X. I've tried it on macOS X, I've tried it on Windows, I tried it on Linux, and it all works pretty good. The latest release is 0.9.2, and you can get it at sourceforge.net/projects/crut. The license is GNU General Public License, and you can support it by providing bug reports to the author. And if you really use it, and especially if you use it in a corporate environment, then please mail the author and ask him how you can donate a little bit to the development. I got contacted by the Southern California Linux Expo, and I'm just going to play a little short ad about their expo. Here it is.
Does your computer crash? Are you aggravated with computer viruses and spyware? Are you looking for an alternative to Microsoft Vista? Whether you're an expert or have only just heard of Linux, here's your chance to learn more at the Southern California Linux Expo. You'll meet users of all skill levels and organizations who will show you what open source software can do for you at home or at work. The expo has speakers who will discuss various hot topics in open source software, and this year we've even added beginner sessions to especially help those of you who are just starting out. The Southern California Linux Expo is February 10th and 11th, 2007, at the Westin Hotel at Los Angeles International Airport. For more information or to register, please visit www.socallinuxexpo.com. We'll see you there.
And we're back. Okay.
Multimedia software.
BonkEnc. What is it? BonkEnc is a little CD ripper. And it's a very, very nice one. It's easy with BonkEnc to convert your complete audio CDs to MP3 or OGG forwards files or various formats I will get back to. Why another CD ripper? Because this one drives on a Microsoft Windows platform and does a really good job while being a very compact program. I was looking for a CD ripper on Microsoft Windows, and I didn't want to install iTunes or anything else that I had to pay a lot of money for. And BonkEnc really appealed to me. The installer file, for example, gives you international language support. There is an easy update, online updater, which is always very cool to keep the program up to date. You can even use a command line interface if you want to do some scripting on it. If your language is not supported in the program, you can use the XML adaptation smooth translator utility, which lets you give make your own language in it, because there are only 26 languages supported. So I think he does a really good job already. And the installer will, if you want to as well, give you the source code of BonkEng so you can adapt it yourself. I started BonkEng, and just for kicks, I started it in Dutch, which I normally never do with software. I got a Dutch version of BonkEng, which worked pretty fine with even the Dutch help files. I went to the settings afterwards and just swapped it back to English. Then it immediately checks for updated versions. It asked me before it does this. And then we get to the meat of the matter. I'll just rip a CD. First things first, I choose a format. The lame MP3 format is chosen as the default. There are other encoders. For example, the Bonk Audio Encoder format itself, they have their own format. You have the MP4 AAC encoder, mostly used by Apple, for example. Then you have the FLAC, the lossless open source format, which I will come back to. As I said, MP3, and then the thing that interested me the most is the Org Vorbis format, the complete compressed open source format. You can have WAVE, the complete lossless format as well. And you can even configure these encoders even more in the settings. You can give it the parameters that only the encoder that you chose understands. So I went for the Org. You can choose to make playlists. You can tweak the Ripper settings as well. For example, if you want to activate CD paranoia mode, jitter correction. So if you have really bad scratched CDs, this can help you. You can take another CDDB database. So the CDDB database, that's the compact disk database where the information of your CD is taken from. That is to fill in the ID3 tags in your MP3 files, for example, to give you information about your ripped music. Then there are options for plugins, but I didn't find any plugin for this program. The only thing I found were read plugins for Winamp. So I was a bit confused with the whole plugin idea, but that's maybe something I didn't immediately understand from their documentation. Anyhow, enough with the options, let's rip. I took a Tom Waits CD, Mule Variations, not really the most known CD. I just put it in the CD slot. It's a Windows machine, so it automatically is read in BonkEng. Afterwards, the bloody thing asks me what to do with this CD file. Do I open it? And so on and so on. But BonkEng finds the information on CDDB. It says it's the Waits Tom Mule Variation CD, and it fills in all the track information completely automatically. Then you just hit the encode button, and the encode button itself, on that one you can choose which encoder you want, which format you want, apart from the option you chose, which is pretty neat as well. It encodes pretty fast, it has a nice progress bar, afterwards everything is nicely encoded, and now I only need something to play org files on my Windows box. Because I don't have a player which will play Og on my Windows box, but that's for another episode. To conclude, this is very nice CD ripping software for the Windows box. Very compact, very small. You can install it on your company's Windows machine and nobody will notice. Some negative aspects. Well, as I said, the plugins, that wasn't too clear for me, but maybe I didn't search enough. The author is Robert Karsh. It's available for Windows only. The latest release is 1.0 Release Candidate 1, and you can get it from bonkeng.org. As always, you can find those links on sourcetrunk.com. The license is GNU General Public License, and you can support it by donating on the site. If you really like the software, just give a small donation. If everybody would do this, development would go really, really fast for programs like these. Okay, next one.
The little extra.
Cog. But before I go on, with that one, I'm going to take a little sip of my nice Leffe Blanc, because I'm under the impression that my word rate per minute is a pretty high this evening. Time to cool down a little bit. Cog. Well, this is a little Ogg player on macOS X. And like I said, I didn't have an Ogg player on my Windows box, but I sure did find one for my macOS X machine. Ogg, as you know, is not directly supported on iTunes. You can use a plugin, but iTunes is a beast, really real CPU hog. And I don't really like it. I need really something small that plays my Ogg files. And Cog just did the trick. It's a small Cocoa application. It has a very simple screen. It's just a window. And you can, from within the window, open a file, a folder with all your Ogg files or a playlist. It reads ID-free tags, so it gives you information about your music. And when you double click on a file in the list, it will play without stuttering. Some features: you can drop a complete folder on it. For example, you can drop your complete music database on the little program and it will process them and play them for you. You have shuffle mode, you have repeat mode. When you play it, and this is the most beautiful aspect of the program, it uses for about 4% CPU power. 4% is what you lose on this beautiful program. You have shortcuts for next, previous song. The supported file formats are not only Ogg Vorbis. You can use a proprietary format MP3 as well. FLAC, MusePack, Monkeys Audio, WAVPack, AAC, and WAVE. So it provides gapless playback, and it also has automatic updating, but that I did not find in the program. Maybe there as well, I was looking over it. And that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I just play everything with Cog now. Some negative aspects? No, not really. It's clean and simple and does what it has to do. The offer is Vincent Spader, and it's available for OS X only. The latest release is 0.0.5, and you can get it at cogox.sourceforge.net. Links on SourceForge, my site, sourcetrunk.com. The license is GPL. How to support it? Well, if you want to support and help the guy, download the universal binary just for testing and provide feedback so he knows when to release that one. Okay, that's about it. Now, listener feedback. I got a nice mail from Kevin from Lunenburg in Massachusetts. I don't think you pronounce Lunenburg as I do, if it's in the USA. But anyway, Kevin likes the show, and he likes the fact that I'm interested in all of open source rather than just one segment of the community. That's really nice. And he had an idea for the fact that I want to transform my complete MP3 file collection to Ogg. You know, my big database of MP3 files that I want to convert to an Ogg format. He asked me to consider the FLAC format, the lossless FLAC format. And, well, lossless is very nice because I won't lose a lot of information when I convert from MP3 to FLAC, while I will lose a bit of information from the two lossy formats, MP3 and Ogg. The only downside on this is that a lossless format like FLAC takes a huge amount of space. For example, an MP3 file of 8 megabytes would take about 80 megabytes, or not so big, I think 40 megabytes on a hard drive. Well, with a collection of 72 gigabytes, I need humongous hard disk to do so. So for me, no, it's not really an option. It's a very good suggestion, though, but for me, it's not an option. For people who have either a smaller music collection or more money than I have, and they have bigger hard drives, and they are willing to put their CDs to a lossless format, then FLAC sure would be a very good idea. If you have MP3s and you have enough space to do so, then just convert them to a lossless format like FLAC. Best would be to rip your CDs from scratch and use, for example, BonkEnc if you're on a Windows machine, and put them completely into FLAC. You lose a lot of space, but you'll have a really nice lossless format that you can transform in this and 3 years in another format that is open source, for example, without losing much information. Okay, time to wrap it up. Leave your comments on sourcetrunk.com or just mail me directly via sourcetrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with a very nice Starfish in the Front Yard by Chris Ayer. Thanks for your time. And good hunting.
I save this song for a rainy day. I think we're gonna be okay. 'Cause I've got nothing witty left to say. Just to stand around and talk about the weather. There's no sense in so much arguing. The world is ending and no one's listening. 'Cause we've got things between you and me and God. It seems that everything is always stuck between what's really happening. And then our voices hidden is just, oh. And that's the price of it, and it's just, oh. And every day that it goes away, and it's like we're saying it's not okay. All we're left with here today is one last, oh, 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 oh yeah. This song is easier than it probably seems. But in my life, I said a lot of things that I don't mean. Try to win you over, to try to know my dreams. And some of the lies that I tried to hide, well, they're hidden still from me, yeah. There's a starfish in the front yard, yeah. He's sitting there talking about the way how on a rainy day will even starfish wind up in the front yard. Talking how the road was hard that brought him from the ocean to a lawn on Ambar Way. And our voices hidden, it's just, oh, we're gonna pay the price of it tonight. Oh, and there he's lying there and dying there, is drying out his hide. I think I see a starfish smiling, crying now. Oh. Come with me down to the sea by Santa Cruz, and we can float on funnel cakes, and we'll drown ourselves in booze, yeah. Sitting in the Motel 6, but we'll never leave the room. We're singing about those secret things that keep these songs in tune, yeah. And then our voice is hidden, it's just, oh. We're gonna pay the price of it tonight, oh. That it goes away, and it's like we say that it's not okay. All we're left with here today is one last, oh, 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 oh. Be okay, 'cause I've got nothing witty left to say, just to stand around and talk about the weather.